The Home Improvement Show continues on News Talk 1010 Toronto.
And okay, somebody asked me to repeat how to get to my website. Again, you go to Frank's Contacts iHeartRadio. They're all listed according to categories there. And again, if you can't find their number, if somebody wants, because I don't have a number to give you. Okay, let's jump back to the phones and let's go to Maureen in Brampton. Good morning, Maureen.
Hi, Frank. Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead and make it quick. Because I'm really packed here.
I want to change my bathtub to a shower stall. Can you recommend somebody for me?
Yes, I would go to get one of our Renomark renovators.
Okay.
The website is Renomark, that's with a K, .ca. And you'll enter where you live, Renomark.ca.
Uh-huh.
You'll enter where you live and what you want to do, and then a short list of our people will come up.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Marie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go next to Tim in Brampton. Good morning, Tim. Oh, sorry, Tim in Etobicoke.
Okay,
go ahead.
No problem. Thought you had the wrong Tim. I've got an attached garage. It's a 1.5 car, about 300 square feet. There's a living space above, and it's heated. And we're not planning on putting cars in there. I want to use it as an additional living space. It's a concrete slab. It's in great condition, and I want to put some LVT tiles down on the floor. They're 12 by 24 inches. I'm wondering whether I should be putting a vapor barrier below them. I've heard about this DMX product that you've been recommending. I've read some concerns with the smaller tiles that they might feel a little squishy and come apart where they connect.
DMX doesn't work with everything, and I would probably put dry core down there. Those are those 2-foot by 2-foot sheets that have almost like a bubble type plastic underneath it. Put that down because you do want some air separation between the concrete and whatever you're putting down, even just from a comfort point of view, in case there's any moisture in it as a way to escape.
Okay. And the dry core can just be purchased from a Home Depot or something like that?
Or Rona. I prefer Rona. I'm not a fan of Home Depot myself, but yeah, you can get them anywhere.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Take care. Okay, let's go next to Mark in Toronto. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Frank. I have a window question for you.
Okay.
I wanted to replace 3 double glass pane, not the actual window, but just the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And the approximate for the 3 windows, the approximate size is 42 square feet. How much should I expect to pay for that?
Oh, that I don't have a clue, because it's not that simple. It's obviously the cost of taking the old ones out, putting new ones in. Call Canada Glass and Mirror, and they're very good, reputable, reasonable, and they can take good care of you.
And they do the actual install as well?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Take care. All right. Andy in Toronto. Good morning.
Hello there. Love your show. I have a
thank you.
I have parquet flooring. And it's all scratch, et cetera, et cetera. I like to put vinyl flooring in on top. Can I do that?
Vinyl? Yeah, we just finished doing an entire house with that, where the entire house was parquet, and we took the vinyl plank flooring and went right over top of it with no problems.
Okay. Which is better, vinyl or laminated?
I hate laminate flooring. If they gave it to me for free, I wouldn't touch it. The vinyl plank flooring is waterproof. It's warmer on the feet. It's almost scratch and dent proof.
Right.
It looks more like real hardwood. To me, it's one of the best invented products since sliced bread. But like anything else, I don't recommend the cheaper versions, because I know people who have put the cheaper versions done and they've had problems of it shrinking, breaking.
Right.
I use a product. My favorite is Torley's. There's Torley? A few other good brands. Yeah, Torley's. If you call Aspen, A-S-P-E-N.
I'm on the internet with Aspen right now. And my next question was, which vinyl flooring do you recommend? So it's Torley's?
Torley's. Put it this way, anything that Aspen Wood recommends, they don't sell the cheaper stuff. I would trust them, because there's a few different varieties. There's Torley's is one. There's a few others. I can't remember the names. But anyone they recommend, they're only selling good quality vinyl plank flooring.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website, and they say they have some specials and all that. Great.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
And again, I like your, oh, yeah. Have a good one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Where are we? I've got about 4 minutes left, which gives me time to hopefully answer some quick texts here. Hello, Frank. House 1920, kitchen with wood floor. Can I tile over the kitchen over the wood flooring without damaging the original floor? If you're doing tile, like a ceramic tile, no. Again, this would be, again, as long as the floor is level and not warped or twisted or cupping, you could put the vinyl, potentially put the vinyl plank flooring. It'll lay right over top of it without glue or any other nails, in which case you shouldn't have a problem. Another one, I'm moving to a small condo with dark engineered hardwood. I'm looking to sand it so it's light. Is this a difficult process and what would it look like? Okay. The problem you may run into is with the engineered hardwood flooring, there's two varieties. One with a very thin veneer, which is typically used in condos because generally in condos, you have to put an underlayment underneath it for sound reasons, in which case, if they go to sand it, the floor is going to be just a touch spongy, so you can't sand it. The other ones are they have a bit of a thicker veneer, which has the same veneer thickness that you would get with solid hardwood. So I guess basically you're going to have to get someone to come and take a look at it to see if it is, if you are able to sand it. Because if, again, if it has that underlayment on it and you have the thin veneer, then you probably won't be able to sand it. So then you're A, looking at replacing it, or B, you could go right over top of it with a light colored vinyl plank flooring. Okay. Please repeat the window guy's phone number again. Kidding. That was the funniest dialogue I've heard on radio for a while. Okay. I'm not sure what that means, but just in case the window guy, I know what you're at, because I had to repeat the number 5,000 times. Okay, so I'm taking that's got to be a joke. Okay, good morning. What did the caller say that helped him with improving heat upstairs? I missed the early part of the conversation. It was simple. He insulated. He upped the insulation to R60. And then I recommended getting the ductwork clean because you're losing up to 50% of your heating and cooling through the walls and the ceilings. And that's more typical of homes, I would say, roughly from about the 70s onward. Some of the older homes, you don't get as much of a benefit because the ductwork had a thicker grade of metal. It was better put together, but with the newer homes, they're thrown together. You've got a thinner gauge of metal that don't connect, and quite often we find some of the connections have completely come apart. So again, you call my buddy Joe Lane at AeroSeal GTA, and he's actually has thermal imaging cameras. So if you're not getting any heating out of some of them, he can figure out where the disconnection has happened and open up the wall and reconnect it. And I think, okay, last text here. I have a new high efficiency hot water tank, but it's vented to the chimney. I want to put a direct vent on it. Is this something I need a gas fitter to do? That's from my buddy Moose. I would say definitely, and I guess Moose, I'm not sure whether that hot water tank can be converted to vent outside from the inside. So I guess you'll have to contact the people who put it in initially to see if it can be changed. And I think that just about does it. Boy, did I get every, okay, one last one here, and then I've got everybody. Jen called. I don't know if she's still listening. She's got a septic odor on and off near her cottage, not near the septic bed. Tried extending the roof, vent stack, and adding a filter. Still an issue. I would recommend you call a company called Phil Groves Sewer Services. He is on my website. Again, you go to Frank's contacts, iHeartRadio, and you'll find him listed there, and he can help you with that. Anyways, I'll talk to everybody next week. Remember, let's keep our city clean and stop throwing your garbage out of the car windows. Take it home. And coming up next, Dr. Clayton Greenway and Animal House.
This is the Home Improvement Show with Frank Cohn on News Talk 1010 Toronto.
And welcome back again. Phone numbers here, 416-872-1010, long distance 1-877-518-5151, or you can text me at 71010. I got a text here saying I'm trying to call, but the line is busy. Just keep trying, and when someone drops off the line, they can probably get you on. Okay, when we left off, I believe we were talking to Jerry, who had another question.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you, around the deck, the composite decks, I have a concrete board, which is under the cold, is the cold room is under it. Can you composite deck of wood on top of the concrete? Because I want to extend
Yeah, there's no problem. You can go right over top of that. It'll be a nice solid base for it, 100%.
Okay, so you have to put like some type of you just don't put the composite right on top of the concrete. You got to put something in between the concrete and the...
Yeah, you'll have to do some sort of a wood strapping on top of it just so you can secure the composite decking. But yeah, that's not a problem.
And quickly, does that steps going to the outside, does A&A Masonry does those type of jobs?
Yes, A&A Masonry, if you want to basically have them do everything you've told me you want to do there, they can do everything. Okay. Now, the decking part, I don't know, but any interlocking stonework, any masonry openings or anything like that, underpinning, they can definitely do that.
Okay, fine. Thank you for your time.
Okay, good luck with your project. Take care. Okay, let's go next. Actually, a quick text here. Someone wanted to know... can you repeat the name of the company you had on last week that does kitchen cabinet repainting and refinishing? The company is called Paint Core, and their phone number, 905-607-1555. And if you aren't able to write it down, again, if you go to my website at Frank's Contacts iHeartRadio, and you look under, what section? I have that under cabinetry. You'll find... their name and number there. Okay, I want to go next. I've got Adam, the heating guy. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So again, this whole new thing with heat pumps, the pros and cons, costs, whatever. You're more of an expert on it than I am.
Right. So, in fact, I was going to call an earlier day because Enbridge has increased, or not Enbridge, but NASH, the government, has increased the benefit up to $8,000 now. So you only do this, we have to put in a furnace anyways. We're going to put in a high efficiency furnace and then we put the heat pump. The heat pump replaces the air conditioner. People don't seem to get this. So it's doing both the air conditioning and the heating. It does the heat. And then when the temperature gets below a certain temperature, you're going to need a heat pump. I mean, you're going to need a furnace, and the furnace does supplementary. And all in, it costs about the same as replacing a new furnace and a new air conditioner, plus when you take off the amount. But it's basically air conditioning.
All right. So, Adam, what's the benefit as opposed to just getting then a new furnace and a new air conditioner? Is there any value in putting the heat pump in?
If you're outside the city and you have to use propane, it's hugely beneficial.
Okay.
In the city, it'll come out the same, but as the carbon tax goes up, you'll be making more and more of the savings. And it's much, you use much less electricity to air condition your house because they're 22 SEER as opposed to 13 SEER, which is what your regular air conditioners are.
All right, so it's also people are going to have to take a look at the overall costs to see if it is beneficial for a heat pump or not.
But the most important thing, before you do anything, is you go on the website, enbridge.ca/incentives, look it up, and you're going to have to get an energy consultant, which if a guy from a heating company tries to get you to use somebody he recommends, don't use that person. That's a contravention of the rules. There's a list of people you can use on the Enbridge site. You use them.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm writing all this down, so if someone asks again, I won't have to bug you again.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
May all your cars run properly this year. Bye.
Oh, good luck on that one. There are already a list of things I need to do. That's why I still have to keep working. I can't afford to retire now. Okay, Adam, thank you very much, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. Let's go next to Greg in Maple. Good morning, Greg. Okay, Greg is no longer there, so let's go. Is Karen still on in Toronto? Karen's gone. Gee, you people are dropping off. Okay, Gordon in Kitchener. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning. In the fall, you suggested leaving the fan on throughout the heating season, and I've done
and cooling season.
Yeah, that was my question. So I do it during the cooling season. Great. Okay.
Yes.
That's super. I will. And then just a very quick comment. I had my attic insulation brought up to, 60 with the government grants. I cannot believe the difference. Our bedrooms upstairs were cold. Drafty air was coming down the stairs. All of that has been vastly improved. I'm really, really impressed. So I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Well, I know when I did my house, it made especially in the summer when after I had the attic done, the temperature on the second floor dropped 5 degrees.
Oh, nice. I'll look forward to that in the summer then. Okay.
Definitely. And the other thing I would recommend if it's in the budget now, if you haven't done it, you want even more improvement is get your duct work sealed because you're losing up to 50% of your heating and cooling into the walls and ceilings. And I know that also made a big difference in my house. It obviously less cost for heating and cooling and made the house more comfortable once I had my duct work sealed.
Do you have a recommended company in Kitchener?
Try AeroSeal GTA. I'm pretty sure they go out to Kitchener. If not, he can probably recommend someone who can.
Thanks very much.
Okay. You're most welcome. Take care. All right. Where are we going next? Let's go next to Jeff in Toronto. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Frank. Love your show. We have a home that we've purchased 2 years ago, and it's on a cliff. And last Sunday, we have a big crack in the soil. Anyway, retaining wall has broken. Can you recommend somebody? Yeah, exactly. Can you recommend somebody in that line of work that we can call?
Yeah, probably A&A Masonry.
A&A Masonry, okay.
Yeah, they can do it. If you can listen, they have the ads here on the station, and they're also on my website. And also, you might want to contact a parachute company.
Parachute.
Have everybody with a parachute, so when the cliff lets go, that you'll hopefully coast very safely down to the bottom.
Appreciate that, Frank.
Okay, I know, bad joke, sorry.
No. Yeah. Gotta have a light side on you, right?
definitely. Cool.
Yeah.
No, A&A should be able to take care of you. Okay, take care.
Beautiful.
All right,
appreciate
goodbye.
It. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. All right, where are we going next? Karen in Toronto. Karen in Scarborough hung up. All the people are hanging up on me, so I'm just going through the thing here. Who have I got? I got Jeff. Karen in Scarborough apparently is... I talked to Adam. What's this? Alex is moving over here. At my buddy's from Alex Moving and Storage. They are listening, and a great, great moving company. They are not on my website yet, but they will be shortly. And again, if you're looking at getting some moving done at a reasonable price with what I would call a very honest mover, it's Alex Moving. Okay, good company. Or you can go to alexmoving.ca. All right, let's try Carolyn in Etobicoke. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, because you just said another Carolyn in Toronto, and I thought that was me, and then you said she's gone, and I'm like, I'm not gone.
You're still here.
Okay, so I was listening to Adam about the heat pump, and that was my question. I guess I just tuned in now, so I'm looking at a heat pump system, but my guy, I've had three quotes. And the one guy that I'm thinking of going with that gave me a good price said that I don't need a furnace. He said you have an air handler inside, and then you have the heat pump outside, and then that's all you need. and that provides your heating and your air conditioning, and it's a Train. I maybe shouldn't say that, but it's a very good quality.
That's okay. No, they're a good brand. Yeah.
And it can go minus 30 if you're out, if you're cold, minus 30 outside, it's still going to work.
Okay, I'm going to, because I am not an expert on this, do you have a paper and pencil?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I won't, so you can call Adam directly, and you can get him at 41.
Is he working with Enbridge?
This is all he does. He does services and design work on mechanical systems. He's very knowledgeable, which I am not when it comes to this. 416-731-0599.
Okay. 416-731-0599. Okay, because I have had so many different...
Okay, listen, I'm going to have to let you go because, sorry, I'm late for traffic, okay? But he can take care of you.
All right,
okay, thank you.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show with Frank Cohn on News Talk 1010 Toronto.
Yeah, and this has been a busy day, which is good. And I just got a quick text from my buddy at Alex Moving. And he's saying that if you call them and mention you heard about them from my show, they'll give you a $75 discount. That almost pays for half a carton of cigarettes for me. Not quite, but every little bit helps. Okay, where am I going next? Let's go to Perry in Thornhill. Good morning. You're on the Home Improvement Show. Perry, are you there? Or did he hang up? Okay, well, we'll have to put Perry on hold, and let's go to Fran and Don Mills. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Frank.
How can I help you this morning?
Yes, my question is about where do I get a good company to replace the windows that are damaged at my house. What happened was originally they're the crank type of window, and the seal between the window panes broke, and of course there's moisture in there and you can't do anything about it now. But eventually what happened at the corners of one particular window, the paint started to chip away and then you can just plaster. But with this past winter, with very first gusting winds and snow, the seal on one particular window broke and moisture got into those corners. So I know that that particular window has to be replaced. And the second one is showing the beginning signs of the window pane also having moisture.
All right, sounds like you need window replacement, and
I
the
do,
company
and
I use
want
for
to
that.
Do
okay,
three well,
Fran,
windows,
okay.
If possible.
Fran, let me answer because I've got lots of callers here.
Sure.
You want to go to George Kent Home Improvements. Okay,
I'm sorry?
They're on my website. George Kent Home Improvements. They
George
do all
Kent?
My windows. Yes.
And is there a phone number there, please? I have difficulty with my vision.
Oh, boy.
I don't usually try to do things on the computer. I try to do them on the phone.
Yeah, okay. You got a pencil and paper handy?
Ready.
Okay, 905-670-2707.
I'm sorry, 905.
All right, one more time.
Okay. 905-670-2707.
905.
I was just going to call back. 905-670-2707.
Yes, now that's my sales rep at George Kent. He's on holidays, I believe, for another couple of weeks. So you might have to wait a couple of weeks. You can try him now. I'm not sure if he's picking up his phone, but if not, you'll be able to get him in about a couple of weeks.
What do you say about magic windows?
I don't know enough about them, be honest with you, I've never used them. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. I'm sure they make a good product, but I only recommend companies that I've used. So you could potentially look at both set, you know, Magic Windows, the windows that George Kent provides. They do a really good quality vinyl window. I think their company they're getting them from, I think, is Vinyl Built, who makes a phenomenally good product. And you can compare the different options and the different prices and make your own decision.
Thank you very much, Frank. It's wonderful to hear your voice on Saturday mornings.
Thanks, Fran. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Okay, let's go next to David in Belleville. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Frank. Love your show.
How are things in Belleville? That's where I was born.
Oh, it's great. It's peaceful, but we're filling up with a lot of people moving down this way.
I guess real estate isn't as cheap there as it used to be.
No, but I'm content with what I have.
Excellent.
My question to you is, back in December, my water line, I'm on city water, and it broke, and it was on my side of the shutoff valve, so I was responsible for the fix. So anyways, I had a backhoe come in. I hired a contractor. He dug about a 4.5-foot width swath, 20 feet deep from the road out to my house, put a new line in for me, which was good. Do I need to tamper that down now? It's a hard clay soil, and I just wondered, do I need to rent a tamper?
Yeah, you just probably a good idea, because if you just fill it back up, probably for the years to come, that one spot's going to continually keep sinking and resinking. But you just have to be very careful that when you're tamping it down, you don't damage the new line that they've put in.
Yeah, because he had a tamper on his backhoe, but it started to rain pretty good, and he didn't want to do it because he said the soil, so the clay is just going to stick to his machine and make a mess.
Right.
It sounded logical.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So I don't see an issue. I don't see an issue with that. Just be very careful that you're not overdoing it. You know, when you're over the new line, I'm guessing it's probably about a 1-inch copper line they put in.
Yeah, they increased it from 5/8 to 1 inch.
Yeah, just be careful you don't damage that. That's all.
Okay, even though it's quite a ways down at the foundation line,
if you've already got some dirt covering it, if you have if you've already got a couple of feet of earth, say, over top of it or so, then I don't see there being a problem.
Yeah, because it's sunk about 6 inches since he did the job.
Yeah.
With the snow the rain and everything we've had. But even a lawn roller wouldn't be as good as a tamper, is that correct?
No, a tamper is going to do a lot better than a roller. A roller isn't going to really do much for you.
Okay, gotcha. I'll take your advice.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I got to take a quick text here. The toilet is phantom flushing even though it is not being used. We changed the flapper, but it's still happening. Any suggestions how to fix it? Well, either A, the new flapper A isn't the right one potentially, or maybe the other thing I can think of is a problem with the fill valve, but 99% of the time when you're phantom flushing, it's because water's leaking out. So maybe the flapper you bought, maybe not the right one. The only thing, if you're doing all this, the other option is maybe it's just time to buy yourself a new toilet. How about that? Okay. And someone says, I love your gabbing. That's my buddy Jay. Thank you, Jay. I'm good at gabbing. Can you refer a company that can do attic insulation? Two companies, again, George Kent Home Improvements or my friends at Let It Rain Roofing and Home Renovations. They can do that for you as well. All right, where are we going next? Do I have time? I've only got about a minute before that, before I take the next caller. I've got Maureen and Tim, who I've got queued up here, and then there's Mark and Andy, so you guys hold on, and right after the next break, I will get to you. I'm just seeing if I got a... Okay, hi Frank, can I get your opinion on the Schluter system for shower floors and ceramic flooring? I hate the system, never use it. I have heard people complain about it, and Mike Tyler says sometimes it's more work putting that in. I'm more old-fashioned. I'd like to do dry pack on the floors and in the shower floor and cement board on the walls, but that's my opinion. A lot of people use the Schluter system. I'm sure they have no problem with it, but I'm just not a big fan of it.
The Home Improvement Show continues on News Talk 1010 Toronto.
And okay, somebody asked me to repeat how to get to my website. Again, you go to Frank's Contacts iHeartRadio. They're all listed according to categories there. And again, if you can't find their number, if somebody wants, because I don't have a number to give you. Okay, let's jump back to the phones and let's go to Maureen in Brampton. Good morning, Maureen.
Hi, Frank. Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead and make it quick. Yeah, go ahead and make it quick because I'm really packed here.
I want to change my bathtub to a shower stall. Can you recommend somebody for me?
Yes, I would go to get one of our Renomark renovators.
Okay.
You can. The website is Renomark, that's with a K, dot C-A.
Dot C-A?
And you'll enter where you live, R-E-N-O-M-A-R-K dot C-A.
Uh-huh.
You'll enter where you live and what you want to do, and then a short list of our people will come up.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Marie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go next to Tim in Brampton. Good morning, Tim. Oh, sorry, Tim in Etobicoke. Sorry, it's Tim in Etobicoke. Sorry, Tim.
Okay, go ahead. No problem. Thought you had the wrong Tim. I've got an attached garage. It's a 1.5 car, about 300 square feet. There's attached. There's a living space above, and it's heated. And we're not planning on putting cars in there. I want to use it as an additional living space. It's a concrete slab. It's in great condition, and I want to put some LVT tiles down on the floor. They're 12 by 24 inches. I'm wondering whether I should be putting a like a vapor barrier below them. I obviously have heard about this DMX product that you've been recommending. I've read some concerns with the smaller tiles that they might feel a little squishy and come apart where they connect.
DMX doesn't work with everything, and I would probably put dry core down there. Those are those 2-foot by 2-foot sheets that have it's almost like a bubble type plastic underneath it. Put that down because you do want some air separation between the concrete and whatever you're putting down, even just from a comfort point of view, in case there's any moisture in it as a way to escape.
Okay. And the dry core can just be purchased from a Home Depot or something like that?
Or Rona. I prefer Rona. I'm not a fan of Home Depot myself, but yeah, you can get them anywhere.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Take care. Okay, let's go next to Mark in Toronto. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Frank. I have a window question for you. Okay. I wanted to replace three double glass pane, not the actual window, but just the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And the approximate for the three windows, the approximate size is 42 square feet. How much should I expect to pay for that?
Oh, that I don't have a clue because it's not that simple. It's obviously the cost of taking the old ones out, putting new ones in. Call Canada Glass and Mirror, and they're very good, reputable, reasonable, and they can take good care of you.
And they do the actual install as well?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Take care. All right. Andy in Toronto. Good morning.
Hello there. Love your show. I have a
thank you.
I have parquet flooring. And it's all scratch, et cetera, et cetera. I like to put vinyl flooring in on top. Can I do that?
Vinyl? Yeah, we just finished doing an entire house with that, where the entire house was parquet, and we took the vinyl plank flooring and went right over top of it with no problems.
Okay. Which is better, vinyl or laminated?
I hate laminate flooring. If they gave it to me for free, I wouldn't touch it. The vinyl plank flooring is waterproof. It's warmer on the feet. It's almost scratch and dent proof.
Right.
It looks more like real hardwood. To me, it's one of the best invented products since sliced bread. But like anything else, I don't recommend the cheaper versions because I know people who have put the cheaper versions done and they've had problems of it shrinking, breaking.
Right.
I use a product. My favorite is Torley's. There's Torley? A few other good brands. Yeah, Torley's. If you call Aspen, A-S-P-E-N.
I'm on the internet with Aspen right now. And my next question was, which vinyl flooring do you recommend? So it's Torley's?
Torley's. Put it this way, anything that Aspen Wood recommends, they don't sell the cheaper stuff, I would trust them because there's a few different varieties. There's Torley's is one, there's a few others, I can't remember the names, but anyone they recommend, they're only selling good quality vinyl plank flooring.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website and they say they have some specials and all that. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I like your, have a good one.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right, where are we? I've got about 4 minutes left, which gives me time to hopefully answer some quick texts here. Hello, Frank. House 1920, kitchen with wood floor. Can I tile over the kitchen over the wood flooring without damaging the original floor? If you're doing tile, like a ceramic tile, no. Again, this would be, again, as long as the floor is level and not warped or twisted or cupping, you could put the potentially put the vinyl plank flooring. It'll lay right over top of it without glue or any other nails, in which case you shouldn't have a problem. Another one, I'm moving to a small condo with dark engineered hardwood. I'm looking to sand it so it's light. Is this a difficult process and what would it look like? Okay. The problem you may run into is with the engineered hardwood flooring, there's two varieties. One with a very thin veneer, which is typically used in condos because generally in condos, you have to put an underlayment underneath it for sound reasons, in which case, if they go to sand it, the floor is going to be just a touch spongy, so you can't sand it. The other ones are they have a bit of a thicker veneer, which has the same veneer thickness that you would get with solid hardwood. So I guess basically you're going to have to get someone to come and take a look at it to see if it is, if you are able to sand it. Because if, again, if it has that underlayment on it and you have the thin veneer, then you probably won't be able to sand it. So then you're A, looking at replacing it, or B, you could go right over top of it with a light colored vinyl plank flooring. Okay. Please repeat the window guy's phone number again. Kidding. That was the funniest dialogue I've heard on radio for a while. Okay. I'm not sure what that means, but just in case the window guy, I know what you're at, because I had to repeat the number 5,000 times. Okay, so I'm taking that's got to be a joke. Okay, good morning. What did the caller say that helped him with improving heat upstairs? I missed the early part of the conversation. It was simple. He insulated. He upped the insulation to R60. And then I recommended getting the ductwork clean because you're losing up to 50% of your heating and cooling through the walls and the ceilings. And that's more typical of homes, I would say, roughly from about the 70s onwards. Some of the older homes, you don't get as much of a benefit because the ductwork had a thicker grade of metal. It was better put together, but with the newer homes, they're thrown together. You've got a thinner gauge of metal. It don't connect, and quite often we find some of the connections have completely come apart. So, again, you call my buddy Joe Lane at AeroSeal GTA, and he's actually has thermal imaging cameras. So if you're not getting any heating out of some of them, he can figure out where the disconnection has happened and open up the wall and reconnect it. Last text here. I have a new high efficiency hot water tank, but it's vented to the chimney. I want to put a direct vent on it. Is this something I need a gas fitter to do? That's from my buddy Moose. I would say definitely, and I guess Moose, I'm not sure whether that hot water tank can be converted to vent outside from the inside. So I guess you'll have to contact the people who put it in initially to see if it can be changed. And I think that just about does it. Boy, did I get okay, one last one here, and then I've got everybody. Jen called. I don't know if she's still listening. She's got a septic odor on and off near her cottage, not near the septic bed. Tried extending the roof, vent stack, and adding a filter. Still an issue. I would recommend you call a company called Phil Groves Sewer Services. He is on my website. Again, you go to Frank's contacts, iHeartRadio, and you'll find him listed there, and he can help you with that. Anyways, I'll talk to everybody next week. Remember, let's keep our city clean and stop throwing your garbage out of the car windows. Take it home. And coming up next, Dr. Clayton Greenway and Animal House.